Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Ah, whoa, what a day. I had a lady on my back for most of the morning at a race course for my miles from hell. More on this in a minute. Becky came along with me today for a bit of support. Thanks for that.
Do you know what? I thought it was going to be hilarious, but when I saw you on, I actually thought, this is really bad, and I felt a bit guilty about it, because I've been laughing at them so far, but I genuinely felt a bit sorry for you.
When you actually saw me struggling with the nice lady on my back, you were like, actually, it was really hot in that suit as well.
Well, that was the thing, because she's obviously a jockey, so she wasn't that heavy, but I think the suit weighed more than she did, and the head, it was so claustrophobic, I couldn't even get it on.
We were at Kempton Racecourse, and the next person that has to wear the Kempton Kev horse mascot outfit, I'm really sorry.
Hopefully it'll have dried out by then.
Yeah, well, that's even worse, because stale sweat is worse. But maybe just put that on a hot wash. Or don't shrink
it,
though.
His head won't fit in a machine, will it?
I don't know, but...
You have to take him down the car wash.
Okay, well, don't wear it ever again, then, because it's horrible.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Today, on this show, on Radio 1, we will meet a brand new contestant on... Oh! What's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
I'll give you some kind of level of what we're at here, right? It's a boy.
Okay.
He is at University West of England, Bristol.
Uwe.
And he is a man who can eat a large pizza. I'm not talking medium, I'm talking large, you know, the big box. He can eat a large pizza in 1 minute 40 seconds. Beat that.
No.
Yeah. He won a contest at uni. Pizza
really?
Eating contest. Uh-huh.
No one can do it like that.
They can.
Is he soaking the edges in water?
I don't know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Chris?
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
Just on the farm, working.
What farm?
Cowhouse Farm in Wetherill.
All right, prove it, please.
Prove it?
Yeah, just make a chicken go...
They're cows, but they're not making noise.
Got a tractor?
Oh, that was a cow.
No, have you got a tractor nearby?
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Oh.
Okay, I believe you now.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, I believe you. Anyway, how can I help?
How are you? Well, do that pizza thing you think?
The pizza thing, yeah, the bloke that can eat it in 1 minute 40.
Yeah, the way you've got to do it, you've got to roll it up, like, a section into, a sausage roll sort of shape, and then you eat it like that.
Oh, right, so you actually kind of fold it like a sausage roll, and then that's how you eat it that fast?
Yeah.
Have you done pizza eating competitions yourself?
No, I just get a bit bored at home sometimes.
Right.
To see how fast you can eat a pizza?
Yeah.
You've done that, haven't you? You really have.
No, I haven't done it on my own.
Yeah, whatever. All right, I love you, bye.
See ya, bye.
Some people are saying, well, 1 minute 40, and suggesting that Mike, our new contestant on What's Occurring, might be a bit slow at eating pizza. My mate could inhale a pizza as faster than that. Okay, not a large one, I don't think. Aren't large ones like the 12 slices?
Well, yeah, but large depends. Sometimes it's 20 inches. You never can tell, can
you? I'm thinking the delivery large, you know what I mean?
That is a big one.
Yeah. 1 minute 40 is impressive for that.
That is good, yeah. You did your own admin earlier, didn't you? I was very impressed.
I sorted out today's competition person for What's Occurring. So proud.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So I came into Chris Moore's show early this morning, just about, well, there's a big old thing going on with Rob DeBank? DJ's pub quiz, and it went on for ages.
Oh, it was so confusing this morning. With
really
just so-and-so. Was he? Is he?
So, eventually, about 8:30, it was revealed what my mile from hell for sport relief was going to be today. Now, after yesterday, going down the sewer to raise some cash for sport relief, I got my next challenge, which was this.
Is there anything you're scared of, by the way?
I don't like horses.
Right. Today, we're sending you to Kempton Park Racecourse. For today's mile.
Mm. Okay.
And you
don't
tell
me I have to get on a horse.
You will need to do a mile. You are not going to be on a horse, but you will be dressed as a horse. You will be dressed as Kempton Kev, the mascot. And that is what you will be dressed as to do your mile today.
Yay.
At Kempton Park Racecourse.
God. Now, that didn't sound too bad, right? I was down a stinky sewer yesterday morning.
Anything's got to be better than that.
Exactly. But then it did get a little bit more complicated.
Obviously, you can't go around the race course on your own. You need a jockey. So you will be ridden by top flat racing jockey Hayley Turner.
Good morning, how are you? No.
Now, Hayley, you are a top flat racing jockey.
I am, yeah.
When was your last race?
My last race was at the weekend.
All right, when's your next one?
Thursday.
Today. Thursday? Why the gap?
Well, I'm actually banned at the moment from racing for a few days.
Oh, dear, why are you banned?
Excessive use of the stick.
Now, I didn't know, but they get banned if they use the stick too much on the horse. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. But that was good for what we wanted.
Yeah, because she does like to whip. What a nice lady, though. It was Hayley Turner. So I was Kempton Kev, the horse, today, which is the mascot for Kempton Park Racecourse. Someone just said, just seeing the pictures. The pictures are up now at Radio 1 Online.
They are,
yeah. Leof Lead says, I would have thought, Scott, knowing you, that you might have got Kempton Kev's teeth whitened. They're well yellow.
They are, actually. And why a horse wears underpants? I'm not entirely sure, but they were massive and they kept
slipping down.
They added to your layers. I mean, fair play to you. That suit was so heavy and it looked really hot. Halfway round, bless you, you just took the head off and I was like, oh, hello, Scott. Have you had a shower in there?
I crumpled a little bit, didn't I?
It was quite sweaty.
So, compared with going down a sewer, doesn't sound that bad. But if you missed it earlier, this is what happened when I was a horse, dressed up as a horse, with a jockey on my back. So I am the horse, right?
I'm dressed as a horse in an outfit made of old carpet. I am Kempton Kev. Hayley's here. Hi, Hayley.
Hi.
She's got her whip with her, and she's not afraid to use it. How are you going to mount me, Hayley?
I'm not quite sure. I think
we've got some stirrups.
Yeah, I'll get on that way.
We were discussing in the studio earlier, apparently, you know, watch wife carrying competitions on really weird channels like Bravo. Yeah. The good way to do it is kind of like, I do. Basically, you stand face to face with Hayley and then sort of flip her upside down so the thighs around the face.
Thighs around the face, you're saying?
Yes.
It doesn't look like Hayley's up for that.
No? Hayley, you could mount Scott.
If you could mount me, please. Thank you. First time for everything. Oh my god. It's going to be quite personal for all of us, right? So, like, is it okay if I touch you there?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Will you whip me, please, Hayley?
A bit of a G up.
Yes, of course.
Ah!
Is it how was that?
All the way around?
She has
Depends
to.
On how fast you go.
Three.
Right, we're about to go.
Two.
All right.
One.
Here we go.
Go! Whip him, Hayley!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This implies that you flew out of the starting stalls. Actually, I have never seen anything
more
so
pathetic
in my life. I know, she's not heavy, but it was really difficult for you to move, like trying to hold her in the suit.
Yeah.
But you kind of just like, one step.
The stalls.
I was expecting you to do a bit of a sprinting start, but you just sort of waddled out. This is really sad bit of footage, like seeing you walk off into the distance at about 2 miles an hour.
You know when you see it on TV and those doors like bolt open and the horses go straight out? That didn't happen at all.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah.
How far around are we?
This, I don't know. Are we over halfway?
Oh, it's gone sad now.
You had to stop quite a lot, but I had to be harsh with you because...
Come on! We've got to finish!
So I'm just lying on the floor at the moment, trying to summon up enough energy to get back.
What's the main problem? Is it the weight or the heat or the whipping? What's the main...
It's the heat. Yeah. The suit is really hot. Right, stop that now. We're going to fall out. I've only got, eye holes, very small eye holes to see out of in the horse outfit, so I keep crashing into the railing.
Which hurt.
Bless you, not even polos would get you up, would they? She'd bought them especially for you as a treat to kind of lure you back up.
Every now and again when I fell over, which I did quite a lot, normally after crashing into the railings.
See.
I couldn't see. Just two tiny eye holes. So what she kept doing was feeding me polos through the mouth of the horse outfit. Didn't catch any of them. But eventually I finished.
There we go. Hello.
I finished.
Have you finished?
I finished.
Yay!
Brilliant.
The best bit, they put a jump out for you about 10 metres from the end. Yes. And you did a jump, which I can only describe as a jump for like a My Little Pony. And you did it and you fell to the ground. You were like, yes, I've done it.
And then that wasn't the finish line.
No, the finish line's the orange tape about 10 metres up there.
I thought the My Little Pony jump was the finish.
No.
And it took you an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Stop breathing that heavily down the phone.
He loved it, really.
I'm just lying on the ground, just past finish line in the suit. So please text.
Yeah, quite knackered.
You've done a bit of a sprint finish.
Yeah.
But I was very proud of you today.
Thank
I didn't realise that it was going to be that difficult, but
cheers.
I was incredibly proud of you.
I'm glad you came along because...
I've been laughing at you up until now.
Yeah.
And to actually see you do it and to see how much you sweat, I think that's worth texting in and just for that.
I was wet through at the end.
Yeah.
I'm very glad to... Actually, there was no one there to unzip me, so I had to kind of unzip myself.
No,
out of the Kempton Kev.
And I like. I think people should text in just because you started and you forgot to go to the loo before you started. So the whole way round, you were bursting for a wee and I wouldn't let you go. So
I was like, Becky, seriously, I need to go. This is not good. And this was at the beginning. An hour and a half later, imagine how much I was holding it in.
That was really good. And then I made you do loads of photos as well, so that's worth texting.
Just one more photo with the people from the racecourse. Yeah, I really need to go now. Anyway.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Today I was...
A horse for one bin.
Always wanted to be one.
You actually were.
Yes, I was.
A very hot and sweaty horse for one bin.
Someone says, 1.5 hours to do a mile, useless. Look, I was like I was dressed as a panto horse. I was a mascot, and I had a lady on my back.
You had to crawl at one point. I think that was the highlight. Because the nose of the Kev was so big that you couldn't even crawl along as you kept bashing your face in.
I mean, better than the sewer, but still a mile from hell. Have a look at the pictures. They're online now, aren't they? Mm-hmm. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Where do they find the pictures, please, Becky?
Go to our pages and click on the blog.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, a friend of mine from the actual West Country, I don't think you've met her, Lizzie. Have you met Lizzie?
No.
She's been to the pub before with us.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
Tell her what's on.
I'll say what's on. She's kind of, she's more kind of Wiltshire.
Oh, slightly stronger.
She's getting married. And she's asked me to sort out the entertainment for the wedding.
Right, what are you getting?
Well, thing is, she first of all said, will you DJ? And I don't mind DJing at friends' weddings, but I tend not to do it anymore after what happened at my flatmate's sister's wedding.
What happened there?
Well, it was an amazing wedding in the countryside. They'd spent some money, do you know what I mean? And... They were like, oh, we've got Scott Mills playing later on. Now, the thing is, the champagne was a-flowing from 10 a.m. My set was...
10 a.m?
Yeah.
A.m.?
Yes, and a.m. And I remember the ceremony. It was beautiful, really nice. But my set was 10 p.m.
Oh,
and like
indeed.
I said, there was champagne ahoy. And I don't think they got what they expected from the gig.
I hope they refused to pay you.
You know when you get to that stage where
you
notice
like, that you didn't deny that you were getting paid.
No, I didn't get paid. I did it for my flatmate. But then he said he would never let me near the decks again after that happened.
Do you know you put on a pre-mixed package anyway, don't you?
No,
you
I
DJ?
Don't. Don't say that. No, I don't.
I thought you just turned up with your CDs.
No, don't say that.
One of those free ones off like a mix magazine.
You know that I don't do that.
You do though, don't you?
Hello, if I've done a student gig at your uni lately.
Upstairs.
Don't right. Stop that.
No, I'm joking. I haven't. I've burnt single tracks. I've never made a mixtape. You'd never be booked again if I was in charge of the mix. Sorry,
that was really below.
That was detrimental to your character, so.
And my career.
Apologies.
Right. Good.
For my slanderous comments.
Anyway, they didn't get what they expected from the DJ set at my flatmate's sister's wedding at all. It's all a blur. But when I put Wise Men by James Blunt on, they were...
wedding?
I don't know why. It seemed to be the right choice, but it wasn't. And that
Did
was
you
it.
Sing along like Uncle Bryn and Gavin and Stacey?
I just got to hoid off. They just like, that's it. Now... Back to my friend from the West Country,
right.
Lizzie, who's getting married. I think this happens to me a lot. I think she expects that because I do this job, I can just pick up the phone to any pop star and be like, hiya, would you do my friend Lizzie's wedding? Like, she's like, you know, can you get Lady Gaga? Probably not, actually, Lizzie. Okay, one, I don't have her telephone number. And two, if I did have her telephone number, would I ring her up and go, all right, Gaga, listen, there's a wedding in Chippenham
did
coming up.
Did she write that song about you? Stop telephoning me.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Liz. Good news for the wedding in September. I've got you the black eyed peas. Is that all right? Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but do you know what those people, when you do get them black eyed peas... No, actually, I prefer... Have you got Westlife? Do you know what I mean? They never... If you did get the black eyed peas, you'd probably want someone else. Chipmunk or someone.
Yeah. But...
So what are you going to do instead? Are you
well, I don't know. I mean, black eyed peas and Lady Gaga... Take that, she asked me for the other day. They don't tend to do weddings, Liz.
No, I think they'll be a bit busy for a while.
Sorry for the reality check. Now, do you remember, at somebody else's wedding a while ago, I did say that I could play the harp. It was a conversation I had in a pub, and I was like, oh, I'll play the harp at your wedding. And I can't play the harp at all, and I never actually learned, did I? But okay. I could learn that. This could be me in a couple of... How long does it take? A couple of months?
I think quite
got till September.
A few years. And also, if you shouldn't be let loose on CDs, I don't think you should be let loose on an actual harp.
That was one off, and I just happened to have the James Blunt album at hand. I'd be brilliant on the harp, I reckon.
Really?
I just didn't go through with it last time. Get my nails done.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you can't play the harp and bite your nails.
Not with these nails. Anyway, so I could do the harp, or I'm thinking... Because I can't obviously sort out the pop band that she wants. I could maybe do...
Oh, no, you're not going to volunteer.
Well, I could do I've got quite a few songs in my repertoire now, if you think about it.
Darling, I'm a real life fashion star.
I think you'll find I did sing on the Timmy Trendy track, Bang On Trend.
Only backing vocals. I'm a
golden... I wasn't BVs, I was the main vocal, actually.
I think Timmy would dispute that.
Right, this is me now. He is Mr.
Fashionista. With no vocal tuning whatsoever.
No auto-tune on that. He is Mr.
Fashionista. I think you were heard to say crank it to the max, weren't you? Is Timmy
trendy? I'm not sure I could pull this off live. Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Timmy trendy, Timmy trendy. Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang. Or if that doesn't work, I could just whip out my version of Love Handles at the wedding.
Oh, no.
I love your love,
Leona.
Handles, handles, handles. I love your love.
Handles, handles, handles.
I love your love. Handles, handles. But can you handle my love?
Can you handle my
love? But can you handle my
love?
Obviously, Liz, if you're listening, it's just going to be
I
me.
Think you've put her off enough for her to get someone else now.
Leona Lewis will not be at your wedding, before you ask. Even though she was on that version, it'll just be me. Or...
Oh no, not another option. You haven't done any more songs, have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
What about the ones I did based on the tune they have on America's Next Top Model?
Oh,
Muslim driving school. Muslim driving school.
This is a disco
teaching
hit.
Muslims to drive in a school. Muslim driving school, Muslim driving school, teaching Muslims to drive in a school. So that's three songs I could do. How long is that? 15 minutes?
I've not heard that at weddings before, but I'm sure it'll go down really well.
Go down better than Wise Men by James Blunt. Let's face it. What wouldn't? Someone says, Scott, can you get me Michael Bublé for my wedding? See, you're doing what Lizzie does now.
No, but you could pass...
Get the Hoff to go. No, the Hoff won't come to your wedding.
You could pretend to be Bublé. You could be a Bublé lookalike.
No, Jed Wood won't come to... Actually, they might.
They might
come
do
to your
now.
Wedding. But, anyway, so that is my... That's what I'm going to do. I'm either going to learn the harp or I'm going to go for Muslim driving school, Love Handles, Bang On Trend, on and off stage. That's it. No DJing required.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, what's going on, please?
Well, you know you've been doing your Sport Relief Miles from Hell this week.
Right.
And you've been doing amazingly well so far.
Thank you.
I thought it's coming up to midweek, you might need a little bit more extra motivation just
to
give
you
an extra push. So I've got a motivational speaker for you on the phone. Do you want a clue as to who it is?
Okay.
Hang on.
Run, Scott, run!
Sue Sylvester, shut up. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, pal, if you think this is hard, try consuming your own twin in the womb. That's hard.
Oh, my God. hi. Is this actual Sue? Is this Jane who plays Jane Lynch, who plays Sue Sylvester?
It is. This is Jane Lynch, who really can't improvise Sue Sylvester because it is written so well by one Ian Brennan. But I am so thrilled to be with you, and I'm so proud of what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing this. I'm doing this this thing for Sport Relief, this charity. I'm doing a mile a day. And
you are awesome.
Becky has obviously set this up as like a.
I thought it would just be good to get Jane on to kind of give you a bit more encouragement, because I know how much you love Sue.
I do love Sue so much. You don't understand, Jane. But these are miles from hell that I'm doing this week. Yesterday I had to do a mile in a sewer, which is pretty gross.
Oh,
I know, and today...
I bet that was.
Today I had to be a horse and carry a jockey on my back for a mile.
My God, are you in, like, awesome shape?
Well, no, but...
No, really not.
No, but... Oi! I'm getting through it.
Yeah.
Now, can I just say as well, I think Sue would like this a lot. I, for the first time...
Yeah, well, she would like to be standing there with a bullhorn yelling at you while you did it.
Yeah, but also, Jane, for the first time today, I am wearing a tracksuit to work. Sue would like that.
Wow!
Yeah.
What does it look like? What colour is it?
It's a three-stripe, but it's just a black. Now, I know you probably don't choose the...
That's awesome.
You probably don't choose the outfits, but can I just ask, to get the tracksuits like yours, do I have to go into the women's section of the sportswear shop? Because I can't find them in the men's.
You know what you have to do is you have to go to our tailor and have him tailor make one for you, like they make them for me.
Do they? Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, they do. I'm a very difficult gal to fit, so they just decided they'll make them.
The brown one, I think, is my favourite out of all of them.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the brown one, it's got like a pink stripe. Well,
yes.
Wait till you see in the next 9 episodes. I've got some amazing tracksuits.
They're really taking off over here, though. In all the sports shops now, there's a fine selection of Sue Sylvester gear.
No kidding!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so, so flattered.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. I don't know what to say. Anyway, I think, like I said, normally I would be the kind of person that would be in the Glee Club, but like, today I am... Well, this week, I am more one of the Cheerios, just for this week.
Good for you, yeah. You're sweating and you're doing hard work, and I'm going to be yelling at you as you do it.
Yeah. And now, if you're not a fan of Glee, Sue is the best thing about the show. She kind of runs the ship. She's the head coach of the cheerleading squad, and she is pure evil and gets all the best lines.
She is.
Show. What are some of your favourite lines from the show?
Well, that one I just gave you was one of my favorite. And then there's also, if you think this is hard, I'm passing a kidney stone even as we speak. That's hard. What else have I said? I say to the gay kid, I say, loving musical theater doesn't make you gay. It just makes you awful.
It looks like you really enjoy saying those lines as well. You are brilliant at it.
Oh, thank you. I love doing it.
Yeah. Now, do you ever watch the episodes, because Sue never gets to sing, does she? Do you ever watch the episodes and think, oh, I wish I could do just a little song?
I'm singing 2 songs in the next episodes, in the next 9 episodes. I'm doing Physical with Olivia Newton-John, and I'm doing Vogue, Madonna's Vogue. So I laid down some tracks already.
Do you do the rap in Vogue?
The what in Vogue?
The rap, you know, the rapping, there's like a rapping part, a speaking bit, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, Greta Garbo, Anne Monroe, Dietrich, and DiMaggio. You betcha.
Oh, God.
And instead of saying, I say Sue Sylvester, dance on air. And instead of saying, what's her name? Something Davis, we love you. Betty Davis, we love you. I say, Will Schuster, we hate you.
So, did you choose those songs, or do they just tell you?
Are you kidding?
No, really?
No, Ryan Murphy, Ian Brennan, and Brad Falchuk are the geniuses behind the writing of Glee, and they come up with everything. They are smarty, smarty pants.
Okay. We spoke to Kevin, who plays Artie on the show,
mm-hmm.
and he actually listens to Radio 1 all the time, this station, on Sirius satellite radio when he's driving around L.A. in his car. He's a big fan.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jane, you should tune in. Just get a car with Sirius.
Check it out. I've got me some satellite radio.
Yeah, get that on. BBC Radio 1. I just want the vision that Sue Sylvester is driving around her car in LA just like listening to Radio 1. I love that a lot.
Listening to you.
Yeah.
Listening to you swimming through the sewers.
Yeah, gross. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
All the listeners are texting and going, oh, my God. Wow, it's actual Sue. Good. Anything else you want to ask, Becky? I'm a bit starstruck.
Mm.
Anything else?
I'm just so excited that Sue's... I know it's Jane. I know, it's you,
I
Jane,
know you're Jane.
It's too good.
Okay.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for loving our show. It really... Oh, it means the world to us.
Please bring a tour over here, because I know you're doing one in America.
I know. I bet we will. We'll probably do an international tour.
That would be brilliant.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, I think that's the first time that's ever happened to me where I go, right, good. Well, nice to talk to you. And... Becky, anything you want to say? God, what was that like? I really didn't know it. I properly clammed up.
Did the fact that I'd not brought a megaphone into the studio not give you a clue? Or did you see it was another one of your weird, wacky pranks?
I kind of saw it in the background. I was like, well, it must have been left in here by Moyles or somebody else. But that was... Thank you for setting that up for me. That was truly amazing.
Go Scott.
That's how
Sue
sees it. That was actual Jane Lynch, Sue Sylvester from Glee. That's made my week, that.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, put the megaphone down. You're not Sue and you never will be.
What do you mean?
Just put it down.
Can I not do the rest of the show as Sue?
Weird. And now a new contestant on... Oh!
Oh!
What's occurring? Right, I'm going to turn you off until you put that down.
It's down.
This is 20-year-old Mike Gray from Saltash in Cornwall. Yo, Mike.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, you are at Uri, at uni in Bristol at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been there?
It's my third year now.
Third year, okay. And you've got a girlfriend. What's her name?
Georgina.
How long has it been?
6 months, 7 months.
Going all right?
Yeah, it's good.
And is she at your uni as well?
No, she's at Bass Bar.
Okay, cool, down the road. Now tell me about this pizza eating contest, please, because people have been intrigued on the text.
Well, it was just a large pizza and it's just whoever could eat it the quickest.
We need to know what flavour it was. Like, did it have pineapple bits or was it just all
the meat?
No,
it was just cheese and tomato.
Right.
That's quite easy if you don't have to deal with toppings.
Yeah, it did make it a lot easier, but, you know...
Did you roll it up and eat it? Because I can't see how you would eat a large pizza in 1 minute 40 without the roll.
Well, I folded it in half.
Yeah,
and then
I
would take, like, 2 massive bites and then try and swallow it as big as I can without chewing it.
What? Do you reckon you could do it again now, or do you reckon you've lost your...
I reckon I could still do it.
Yeah, you still got it. Where was this contest being held?
It was at my SU.
Oh, OK. And what did you win?
I won 13 free large pizzas.
13?
Yeah, why, 13.
Why that many?
It was like how much you weigh.
And,
it's like how much stone you are, and I was like 12, just over 12 stone at the time, so they round it up.
Did they weigh you before or after you ate the pizza?
Before.
Oh, rubbish. You've got an extra one if you've done it after.
Right. So you got your prize, your weight in 3 pizzas.
That's like a dream come true for me.
And now tell us where you work, please.
And now I work for the same pizza company.
I love that. You can't get enough of it, can you, Mike?
I'm kind of sick of it now, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. So you work at a famous pizza place in Bristol.
Yeah.
Are you in the actual kind of shop bit, or do you go out and about?
No, I'm on delivery.
Oh, are you delivering now?
No, I'm just about to leave to work. I start at 6, so I'm just sat in my car waiting to go.
And where is that to?
By Parkway train station.
I knew it. Alright, let us do today's Oh What's Occurring. Good luck on your first day, Mike.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
So I guess you must hear this most days when you're zooming around delivering the pizzas. Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, you do hear it most days when you're zooming around delivering the pizzas, don't you?
Yeah, I listen every day on the way to work and when I'm around.
And when you're playing just with yourself, I mean, like, playing along, how do you do generally?
Not very well.
Oh, okay. So you're not better than Becky?
No, I don't think so.
I'll go easy on you today.
Right.
Thank you.
Here's your first situation. Have you ever met anyone famous, Mike?
Yeah, I've met a few famous people.
Who have you met?
I've met a few old football players, like Dwight York and Mark Bosnich.
Do you deliver their pizza, or...?
No, it was... my uncle was the assistant manager for Aston Villa, and it was when they all played for them.
You fancy?
And then quite recently, I met Nicolas Cage in Bath.
Nicolas Cage?
I say met. I kind of reached out to him. He was turning on the lights in Bath.
I think he was. Oh yeah, because we had a spate of texts saying I've seen Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm. Have you ever delivered a pizza to anyone famous?
Not that I'm aware. No, I don't think so.
Right. Well, you'd be aware because obviously you'd turn up at the door, they'd go, hello, here's my pizza, and you'd go, oh, you're famous, so you would be aware.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage answered the door, I reckon, I'd notice.
Okay. So who's the most famous then out of all, do you think?
Well, Nicolas Cage, of course, but I didn't really.
You didn't really meet him, though, did you?
No, so yeah. I'll have to say Dwight York.
Fair enough. Well, on Stupid Street, what kind of celebrities do you think wander down there, Becky?
Like people from Hollyoaks on a day trip to London?
Yeah. I can imagine them being on that.
Radio 1 presenters, maybe?
Yeah, often. Okay, well, here's the thing. We went out to Stupid Street and we asked them, who is the most famous person that you have ever met? I will give you each a guess. If your guess is in there, I will give you a point. So it's Stupid Street and the question, most famous person you've ever met. What do you think, Mike?
I'll go with Jude Law.
Jude Law?
Yeah.
Becky?
Comedy Dave or Ricky Whittle?
No, one guess, please.
Ricky Whittle, because his name sounds nicer than Comedy Dave. Just makes me laugh.
Ricky Whittle. Let's find out. Here's us on Sheeper Street asking them, who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Who's the most famous person you've met?
James Corden. In Oceania in Cardiff.
Woohoo! He loves it.
He was signing a girl's boob.
Was that your boob?
No. My friend's, actually. Yeah, it was good. He's very sweaty.
Yep.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Them guys from T4 Sunday, like the girl with the fringe and that other guy.
I have met Sonia from EastEnders at a wedding.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Nicole Richie. I met her at the Beverly Hills Hotel. We were just having a drink and I was taking a photo of her. And she told the waiter and he came over to us and she was like, can you please not stop taking photos of her and all this? And it was awful, to be honest. We had to leave.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Michael Jackson. I went to a concert when I was about 7 in Wembley and he picked me up to go on the stage with him and then I was like his flower girl and he was walking around and I went on his shoulders and everything. It was really cool.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. I was so excited. And then he held my hand and I was like, yo, Michael Jackson. And my mum was there like crying and everything. It was really good.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Matthew Bacon on The Right Stuff. It was really orange. It's like a debate about popcorn and me and my friends who went to be in the audience and we were just like chatting with him across there. It was a really bad debate.
And what was the conclusion of the debate?
We love popcorn and Matthew Bacon.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Oh, I met Puff Daddy in West End. We were waiting for him and then he gave me his car.
He gave you his car?
Yeah. I think he thought I was some sort of maid or something, but he handed me his car.
Oh, his cup?
Yeah, his cup that he was drinking out of. He was drinking champagne.
What did you do with the cup once you were given it?
Tried to sell it on eBay. Didn't make no money, though. Didn't get sold.
I think she's my favourite of all of them on Stupid Street today.
Tried to sell it on eBay. Didn't make no money, though. Didn't get sold.
Puff Daddy's car?
We were waiting for him, and then he gave me his cup.
He gave you his car?
Yeah, I would have thought car as well. It was actually cup. And also,
Who is Matthew Bacon?
Well, he does that show, The Bacon Stuff, on Five. Have you not seen it?
Matthew Bacon on The Right Stuff.
Matthew Bacon. You know Matthew Bacon. Got a really big cheesy grin. He's on in
Richard
the morning.
Richard Bacon.
No, Matthew Bacon. Matthew, off The Bacon Stuff.
Matthew Wright.
Matthew Wright, yeah.
I love it that she loved him so much and knew who he was so much that now she's called him Matthew Bacon.
Really
since.
Orange. Matthew Bacon.
Oh! What's the kidding?
No points. None of your guesses in there. I'm sorry. Hi, Mike, are you aware of an artist called Giggs?
Who?
Yeah.
Giggs.
Ryan Giggs.
No, not Ryan Giggs. Giggs. Massive in hip-hop right now. No?
No.
All right, well, you will be. You will be. He was in with Zayn. did a bit of a session with him. I think Zayn likes him, like, and there was an interview, like, and how many times did Giggs say like in the interview with Zayn? Becky.
25.
Mike.
20.
Okay, let's find out then. Here's like Giggs like with Zayn like.
Because that I'm from Peckham and that, so that I'm making like mostly it's just like and it like but like you'll get like and you'll get like you get me like you know like got all like but like that's how it goes innit like you get me it's just whatever like. Like before I went came out, like that's the way I done it. Like, you get me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just it's in that. It's just like that. Songs that don't go like, I like them songs and that, but like, in it, that, in it. Cause like, that just be like an army of people that's got mad talent, like I have.
Man, I feel like a woman. Let's go, girl.
So I'm saying that.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well,
I like him now.
I like him.
I didn't know him before, but I like him now.
He's got a brilliant voice. Amazing.
Someone just texted in, Mad Bacon!
Are you all right, Scott?
Mad Bacon! Sorry, I'm tired. I've been a horse all day.
You spent too long on that horse
out. Sport relief. Mad Bacon. 51. 51 likes! So Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Right, last one. You know Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Mike, yeah. You know him, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. He's taking part in a Sport Relief football match tonight. It's Radio 1 versus 5 Live. Now, I called up Dave to wish him good luck a bit earlier. But during my good luck call, here's my question. How many famous comedy catchphrases did I manage to sneak into the conversation without Dave noticing at all? Mike?
Four.
Four famous comedy catchphrases. Dave didn't have a clue. Becky?
Yeah.
One.
One?
Yeah, because you would have gone, like, he would have gone, hello, and you would have gone, I don't believe it! And he would have gone off Scott. And anyway, you don't know anything about football. Why would you...
No, but I know a catchphrase or two.
I think you would have fallen at the first hurdle.
Okay, well, let's find out anyway, shall we?
Oh!
Here's me calling Comedy Dave to wish him good luck on the Sport Relief football match tonight between Radio 1 and 5 Live, but getting some comedy catchphrases in too.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott.
Hello, mate, you right?
Yeah, you?
Yes, fine, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's up, Doc? Are you at this football match tonight, this Radio 1 and 5 Live thing?
I am, yes. You coming down?
Well, I'm free.
Well, come down and play then.
Are you playing?
Well, sort of. I'm manager. But
I don't believe it.
I'm managing the team, but supposedly in a player-manager role, but it will be more of a just managing role.
I don't believe it!
Come down, because I've heard that you're a star striker, Scott Mills.
Am I bothered, though? I'm the only gay in the village. What time does it start, please?
I would need you there, changed and ready for 5:30.
Yeah, but no, but what time does it start?
Yes. 6.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Aha.
Aha. So I'll see you later then. I'd love to stay in chat, but I'm busy.
Okay, I'm a lady.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love Dave's laugh a lot.
I like the way he just completely ignores you, talks over you, and tries to get you off the phone as soon as possible.
Oh. Well, I dropped in. I'm the only guy in the village. Nothing. I made that... actually, eight. I made that. 8 comedy catchphrases I managed to slip in there without Dave noticing a thing, which
he
means...
He did notice because he laughed when you shouted, I'm a lady.
Whatever. So Mike said 4, so you get more points than Becky, which means it's 1 all. Do you want to come back tomorrow, Mike?
I'd love to.
Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow, pizza boy.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh.
Podcast. The video is online now of the Miles from Hell from today. Oh, God, I've just seen me not bolt out of the stalls. You know,
the funniest. Right, if you go to the videos online on Radio 1 homepage, if you go to about 45 seconds in, not to say that the first 45 seconds isn't good, because that is also good, but if you go to 45 seconds in, you'll see the stalls open. About 5 minutes later, Scott walk out, and me follow him with a microphone looking... I think you can see that I'm only on like sideways on profile shot of me. I think you can see the disappointment in my face at like why you hadn't completely like, pegged it out of there.
You know, like on TV when the stalls open and the horses go on the horse racing.
Have you seen the bit they've had to speed you up at one point because you're obviously taking up too much time on the video?
I'm impressed with the video. I'm just watching it. But it was hard.
You can see
today.
That from the wet look hair that you get about halfway through.
That, my hair was soaking. Look at that. It's so hot in that outfit. This is what happened to me on the finish line.
There we go. Hello.
I finished.
Have you finished?
I finished.
Yay.
This is with Grimmy earlier.
And it took you an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Stop breathing that heavily down the phone.
My hair is so wet on this video. It looks like I've just had a shower. I've just been in a horse outfit.
I'm just lying on the ground, just past finish line in the suit.
Ah, tomorrow morning with Chris Moyles, I will find out my next mile from hell. I've been in a sewer. I've been a horse. What's next? I don't know.
Radio 1 podcasts.
We were just discussing the fact that I don't actually have Lady Gaga's number in my phone, or Beyonce, or even any of Take That.
So whose numbers have you got? Oh, it's this list again. Ready?
I've got Anthony Costa.
Daniel Johnson.
Peter Andre.
Rowetta.
Rowetta off X Factor 8 million years
Danny
ago.
Danny from McFly.
And that's it. Oh, and yeah, that's it. But none of them are going to do weddings, Lizzie. We had this conversation the other day, but I think I may...
Rowetta would.
Rowetta probably would. But
couple hundred,
I may have found some cheeky girls.
How much are they on
quite cheap
these
now.
Days?
Quite cheap.
Really?
Yeah, I know actually how much, but I'm not telling you.
How do you know?
I just know.
Okay, here's a question. Who charges more, you or the cheeky girls?
I'll tell you off air. Both of them, apparently. Guess
you
how
get
much?
Two for one.
Guess
how much you get bog off
you
with
get bog
cheekies.
Off with cheekies, yeah. That's true. That much. That's right. Uh-huh.
OMG.
Yeah.
I still couldn't afford it, but that is quite a good value.
Neither can Lizzie. But anyway, so I think we may have found somebody that fits the bill. I'm in charge of getting the entertainment for this wedding. This is a band I'm thinking of getting for your wedding, Lizzie, if you're listening. Seeing as I'm in charge. BBC Radio
1. You could afford to get her the cheekies. If it's only what you said.
I've got someone better. Yes, that's right. Better than the cheeky girls.
Podcast. Hey, pal.
Right, could you not do the
sleep thing? Sorry. I've got something for you.
What? Darwin D's. Look him up. D-E-E-Z. What is this package, please?
It's a package from Sue.
From Sue Sylvester?
Not actual Sue, from Artie. But I wanted to do it through the megaphone.
Is this what I think it is? Do you remember we had Artie from Glee on the show, on the phone? Kevin, his real name.
He said he was going to send you... a Sue Sylvester tracksuit top.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe he actually has.
Look at that. It's got on it, National Cheerleading Champs 2009, and on the back, Sylvester.
Do you know what? I'm so shocked at that, because TV people never really keep their promises, and I'm really pleased that he... and that might be a shock to some people, but normally when people say on the radio or on the TV, oh yeah, I'll do that, they're normally just lying.
Thank you so much.
But that, the fact he's actually sent that is amazing.
Kevin, Artie.
Put it on.
Sue, shall I?
Put it on.
I can't just...
Yes.
Hey, pal. Can I have the megaphone?
Go on.
Okay.
Hey, pal.
Yes.
You're an actual cheerio.
I am Sue.
Did you just say PayPal? Is Hey Pal? Other paying methods are available.
PayPal.
Yeah, feels good. BBC Radio 1 podcast. Right, my friend Lizzie's getting married. You heard this earlier. And because of my job, she thinks I've just got, you know, Gaga. I can phone up and go, hi, can you play this wedding in Chippenham in September? Or like Beyonce. Well, you know, you're on Radio 1. Surely you can get these people. No, I can't. But Laura has, thank you for this, recommended a band from Ireland for this wedding. So my friend Lizzie thinks she's getting the Black Eyed Peas. She's actually going to get this band.
The Cause?
It's not The Cause. It's a band called Crystal Swing.
They sound good.
They're from Ireland. And they're a mother, son and daughter combo off of Cork. Let's hear a little bit of their work now. This is what you're getting at your wedding, Lizzie, if you're listening.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mary.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Dervla.
And collectively, we are known as Crystal Swing. Present.
Now we're going to perform a duet for you, and it's called He Drinks Tequila.
Now, this is taken from our latest album, The Best Years of Our Lives.
And we hope you enjoy it.
Oh, we will.
They're not for real.
They are real. Look them up. Just on YouTube.
That voice is not coming out of that kid.
It is. Look him up on YouTube, Crystal Swing.
The voices are not coming out of those people, are they?
Yeah.
I tell you what, the mum on the keyboard's got it for me.
Yeah, the mum on the keyboard is good. Turn it up! Here we go! Woo!
He drinks tequila, she talks dirty in Spanish.
They sound brilliant.
Him in a sombrero, her in a pretty pink jammies. They dance all night to the mariachi till there ain't nobody left standing.
Lady Gaga is a no, Beyonce is a no. Crystal Swing, hopefully, if I can book them, it's a yes.
The boy, his moves are something else.
I know. Check
him
out.
Like Bad Dad Dancing, he's got it to another level. It's brilliant, and his mouth moves a lot when he's singing, and he's just big hands, big kind of swaying side to side.
Please do look them up tonight.
Quite Alan Partridge in his dancing, I'd say.
OMG, they are class. I love them. David's been on saying, "Oh my God, Crystal Swing." Have you seen him do the Hucklebuck? No, I haven't, and I don't want to.
I need to
Thank
get
you.
On that now.
I really don't. Lewis in Bath says, I love Crystal Swing. There seems to be an awareness out there already. This is what I'm booking, if I can, for my friend's wedding.
Are you sure you can afford them?
I don't know. I'll check their prices online.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Quite a few people are already aware of Crystal Swing. Apparently they were on Ireland on a TV show, Late Late Show they were on Friday night. Some people weed, they were laughing so much. No, they're not funny, they're actually rather good. Crystal Swing is their name, and that's who my mate Lizzie is getting at her wedding. Just to let you know, Liz, if you're listening, can't get Beyonce or Gaga, sorry. I did tell you the other day. Right, lots of people showing appreciation for Darwin Deez's hair.
Podcast.
An incredible performance from the human horse himself. And round the bend into the final stretch, carrying the hopes of mankind on his shoulders. Scott Mills, the human horse, marvel at him.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.